Chof Dalet Nissen, Thursday the 4th of April, Rabbi Boruch Jalofsky. Who do I call first on Shabbos, the frum or the non-frum doctor?
As we know, there is a chiv, a mitzvah, to be mechalal Shabbos to save a chayla. Chayla sheyesh bei sakana, that is. Shulchan Aruch in Shin Chof Ches, Yilbei says, mi sheyesh lei chayli shel sakana. If somebody is facing a life-threatening illness, and we know from the Gemara and Yuma that even if it's a sophic life-threatening, mitzvah l'chalil alavis ha-shabbos. It's not just permitted, but in fact it's mandatory. There is a chiv, you have to be mechalil Shabbos to save his life, or even to prolong his life. V'hazor is harizeh meshubach. Somebody who is eager and hasty to do so is meshubach. V'hashoyel, and somebody who even tarries because you went to ask the question to inquire whether he should or shouldn't, tarries a shefech domin, is considered a murderer. That itself needs beer. The Aruch HaShulchan says it doesn't necessarily apply in all cases. The Yerushalmi actually adds that not only is the shoyel considered a shefech domin, the nishal, the one who was asked, meaning the rov, he's also partially to blame, because he should have taught the halachas to his kehillah, so they should have known in the first place, clear. They shouldn't need to ask the shayla in the first place. But that's halacha psuka, that we know there's a mitzvah, v'chai bohem, which the Gemara dashens in Yuma. V'yrachayim, HaKadosh and Pashas Kisiso says, chiddush, but he learns it in the psukim, that if somebody is mechalal Shabbos to save a life, not just is it permitted, not just is it a mitzvah to do so, that's not called chilul Shabbos b'chalal. That's called shmira Shabbos. That is preserving and guarding the Shabbos. And the Shabura and Shin Lama Dalet says, if somebody were to be chayza b'tshuva, if somebody were to undertake a fast, because he was mechalal Shabbos to save a life, says the Mishabura, ein ze elo heilulus v'sichlus. That's absurd, that's ridiculous. Because there's no tzeirich to do tshuva b'chalal. Adarabba, the Gemara tells us that really, who are the ones who should be mechalal Shabbos to save a chayla? The Gemara says it should be G'dayli Yisrael. G'dayli Yisrael should really be the ones who are mechalal Shabbos. Now we know, the famous Gemara tells us in Yumim Pei Gimel, Machilin Hakal Hakal Tchila. But even though it's permitted, and as we've mentioned, a mitzvah to be mechalal Shabbos to save a life, but nonetheless, what isn't necessary to do should not be done. And even in the event it's necessary to be mechalal Shabbos, or to be over any other issa in the Torah to save somebody's life, but machilin hakal hakal. We always try and be over the least, quote unquote, aveira. And the Gemara there has a discussion. If you have a choice, for example, somebody needs to eat, and if he doesn't, he'll die. And it's a question of giving him tevel, or giving him nevela. So you really do now have to weigh up which is the more chomor of the two yisurim, that should be avoided, and you give him machilin hakal hakal. Because of this, a lot of these halachas, hilchas Shabbos, really everybody needs to know, but in particular doctors, obviously rabbonim, because even if we are in a life-threatening situation on Shabbos, but one needs to know what is the seder hadvarim. Because it's not just open season, do what you like to save the life. Machil and hakal hakal. We would certainly, for example, try and avoid an issa da'iraisa if the same can be achieved by performing just an issa drabonon. Or if a da'iraisa could be done, kilachayad, or shinui, or shnaim sha'asu. So these halachas need to be known. What I'd like to discuss this morning a little bit is this scenario that can certainly crop up in Eretz Yisrael, perhaps even more so, and that is when you have a choice of two doctors that can be called in a situation of pikuach nefesh. One of them, as far as you know, is a shema teira mitzvah, is a shema Shabbos. And the other one is not a shema Shabbos. You know quite well he's not a shema Shabbos, and all the problems that entail. Is there any seder, is there any kedima to one doctor over another? We're not talking about the situation in which a non-Jewish doctor is available. Because that's an entirely different subject. That's also a Gemara in Yuma, there's a Shaila, Machlekes, Chaba, Ramah, Taz, Mishabura. That's a whole separate Shaila in itself. So let us presume for the moment there is no non-Jewish doctor available, or, to make it simple, even if there was, but the other two doctors that I have, both of them are Jewish, they are superior in their expertise to the goy. Therefore, the goy doesn't come into the picture, because certainly you are have every right to go for the best doctor to save your life or save somebody else's life on Shabbos. So here we have the scenario. I have a choice of calling two doctors, the Shema Shabbos doctor and the non-Shema Shabbos doctor. Now remember, whoever saves the life, it's not Chilul Shabbos b'chlal, l'ch'oira. So does it make any difference who I call?
That's from one of the halachas there.
Oh, so it's going to be very much dependent on that. So firstly, let's just explain. If the only doctor who is available is the non-frum doctor, or even if both are available, but the non-frum doctor is more professional, a better physician, a better doctor, then you have the right, this is the way the Shmir Shabbos paskens, and he quotes Shlomo Zalman on this, as he always does, you have a right to call the non-frum doctor, and here comes the Chiddush, even though there might well be a chance that he will be mechallel Shabbos sheloy letzeirich. Meaning, for example, he might decide to write notes, which is unnecessary to save the life of the chayla. Or he might decide to drive unnecessarily when he could have quite happily come to the scene without driving. Why is that mutter? If we have a choice of two doctors, that we'll get to in a moment. But in this scenario, when the only available doctor is the non-frum doctor, or he's the superior of the two, you have every right to call him. What he does, if he's mechallel Shabbos more than necessary, that's not your concern. Somebody told me recently, there was a maisa in Radin. In the times of the Chofetz Chaim, a woman was about to give birth on a Shabbos. She had to be taken to hospital, so they called this wagon driver, a Jewish amoretz of a wagon driver, and they said to him, could you take this woman to hospital on Shabbos? She's about to give birth. He said, absolutely not. Chalal Shabbos, I know you mustn't ride a horse on Shabbos. So they told him, no, it's the Kuach Nefesh. This woman's on the verge of giving birth. It's Mutter. I'm not moving, he said, until the Chafetz Chaim comes along personally and tells me that it's Mutter. So they managed to get hold of the Chafetz Chaim. This is the way I've told the story. The Chafetz Chaim told the wagon driver that it's Mutter. It's absolutely Mutter. It's your Chiyuv, it's your Mitzvah, it's your Zechus to take this woman to go and give birth on Shabbos. So he climbs up into his wagon, upon which he lights a cigarette. So the Chofetz Chaim told him, no, that's not Mutter. You can take her to hospital, you can't light a cigarette. So he told the Chofetz Chaim, no cigarette, no horse, no wagon. This is the way I drive. So the Chofetz Chaim told him, Beseder is gay, gesundheit, and smoke as well. Not that obviously he was sanctioning Chas v'Shalom the smoking, I'm sure we can be assured that he tried to convince him not to do so, but if that's what it takes, it's not my concern that this person is going to end up smoking in order to save this woman's life. There is a whole discussion in the area of Lifnei Iver. Am I considered Bechlal to have been over Lifnei Iver? After all, I was the one who called him. I've been machshel him with Chilul Shabbos. Is that my concern Bechlal? So, loy mi baya, but it could be that it's bechlal not lifnei iver. This is what the Gemara already calls in the Rishonim, haliteu rosh v'yomis. I didn't provide him with an aveir. The classic scenario, lifnei iver, I give a piece of edim and achai to a goy, I give a kois yayin to a nazir, here's the aveir. It's true, he didn't have to eat it or drink it, but I presented him with the aveir. Here, I didn't present him with the aveir. Nobody asked him, nobody requested of him to take notes and write and be Mechallel Shabbos unnecessarily on Shabbos. That's not Lifnei Iver. But the truth is that even if it were to be Lifnei Iver, even if it were to be Lifnei Iver, L'chaira it would still be Mutter. Because Lifnei Iver is L'chaira not worse than any other Aveira in the Torah, which is Mutter, B'mokim P'kuach Nefesh. Why do I say L'chaira? Because Rabbi Chanan in one place wasn't sure about it. Until he says they corrected him. The famous Gemara that everybody's aware of, the Gemara with Kamsa, Ba Kamsa, at the time of the Churban Abayis. So they sent down this Korban to be Makriv. And as we know, they made a mum in the Korban, so that it came into the Beis HaMikdash, and they didn't want to be Makriv the Korban. Then they said, well, we have to be makrivit. The king sends a korban, we're not makrivit. You're putting all of Klal Yisrael's safety at danger. Mamash pekuach nefesh. Says the Gemara, Zechari ben Avkula says, no, yoimru balei mumin korab lemizbech. We can't possibly be makriv this korban, because what are they going to say in the future? They're going to say that you're allowed to be makriv a balei mum on the mizbech. Frekibul chanon in kevet sa'aros, one moment. So they said it. So they'll say it. It's pekuach nefesh now. It's pekuach nefesh now. So how on earth can I be concerned with what will happen one day? So Rabbi Chanan says he suggested that the reason why perhaps it's not muta is because the concern over here is that one day somebody will be makriv a bal mum on the mizbeach, not in a pekuach nefesh situation. It's true you're allowed to be over averas the mokim pekuach nefesh. Rabbi Zechari ben Avkulus' concern was that one day there will be makriv a bal mum on the mizbeach. In that situation, there won't be pikuach nefesh. There'll be no heter then. That's how Rabbi Chanan suggested. That's what Rabbi Zechari ben Avkulus meant. But he quotes, he said he was corrected by Hagon Rabbi Tzion Feldman. He says, who said to him, Rabbi Chanan, you can't be right. Because at worst, which avera are you over? You're over lifnei iver. It's true, you, by being machshe, this korban on Mizbeach will cause that one day there will be makriv a bal mum on Mizbeach. So which avera are you over? Lifnei iver. Lifnei iver is also mutter b'mokim pekuach nefesh. And Rabbi Chanan was makabelit and faket, he said he brings a raya to that svara as well. And Asur of Shem Zalman in a footnote says it in one line, he says, poshet. The gam nifneiva muta b'mokim pekuach nefesh. So that's not my concern that this non from doctor might be mechal shaba shalei letzerech, either because it's bechalal not lifneiva, or even if it is, the lifneiva is also muta b'mokim pekuach nefesh. In what? Yeah, but it's more than that. It's not even doicha. B'mokim pekuach nefesh. Some rishonim hold it. It's hutra. But even if you hold it's dechuya, but it's more than asay dechuli sasi. Yeah, it's a sopik lifneiva, which itself is a shaila where that's lifneiva deraisa. But you're right. But even if we're vada lifneiva, even in our case where this bal hoagola says I'm vadai going to smoke, and without smoking I'm not driving this, I'm not taking this wagon. Say that. It's all zayin. I was like, what am I over lifneiva? Lifneiva is also motzav mokim pekuach nefesh. So that lechira is a halacha psukam. The bigger chiddush here is the bigger chiddush. This I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman also paskins in the Shmirah Shabbos, that even when there is no pikuach nefesh, this is already a chiddush. Somebody is a chayla she'ein bo isakona. He needs to call a doctor. It's not life threatening. It's not even a sofik pikuach nefesh, and the only available doctor is somebody who is mechal Shabbos, and in all likelihood he might well drive to my house to treat me, or write notes afterwards. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that's mutter as well. That's really a gewaldige chiddush, because over here we're not talking about pekuach nefesh. Here we have no right to say lifneiva is mutter b'mokim pekuach nefesh. We're not talking about pekuach nefesh. It's a chayla she'ein bo isakana. That's where Rav Shlomo Zalman has all arichas dvarim to say that the truth of the matter is it's bechlal not lifneiva. That's haliteu rosha v'yomis. He has chosen on his own volition to go and decide to be Mechal on Shabbos. I never asked it to him. And even if though it might be inevitable that he's going to do so, Rav Shlomo Zalman is nonetheless matzi. That's a tremendous chiddush. In the case, however, where I really do have the choice, if I really do have the choice, until this point we've been talking about, there is only one doctor, the non-frum doctor available. Or he's the superior of the two. But if all things are equal, I have the frum and the non-frum doctor available, then l'chayra, it's poshut, and again, I'm sure Mizalma paskens this la'alacha, so of course one should ask the frum doctor. Why be get involved in these shailas of calling the non-frum doctor, which could ensue in further chilul Shabbos, which is unnecessary, even if it's b'mokim pekuach nefesh, but we don't want to bring about averas that are unnecessary, if I always have the option of calling the frum doctor. The shaila is, however, in the third scenario, and that is, what would be if I have frum versus non-frum doctor, And let us assume, if we could design a scenario, that there is no chashash of extra chilul Shabbos. We're talking about a pekuach nefesh situation. For example, surgery needs to be performed, which could entail a malocha. Somebody has to do that. Let's say there is no chashash. The doctors are on site, he doesn't need to drive in, he doesn't smoke, he's not going to write any notes. There's no problem of extra malocha being performed on Shabbos. So here I have a straightforward choice, either the frum doctor or the non-frum doctor to perform this life-saving surgery. So l'chaira, over here, it shouldn't really matter who I ask. There is one malacha, for argument's sake, which has to be done. It's permitted, there's a chiyav, there's a zechus, to be makayim this mitzvah b'chai behem. L'chaira, it shouldn't really matter who goes ahead and performs this operation. It's not like the previous cases where I'm concerned, what will this lead to? Will there be extra chilul Shabbos? I have to get involved. Yeah, lifneva, not lifneva. There is a malacha to be done. Somebody has to get up and do it. So misvara shouldn't really make a difference who does it. Here, Reb Shlomo Zalman was mechadash a tremendous chiddush. The Shmir Shabbos only quotes this particular halacha in a footnote. In the halacha, in the main halacha psukah, he writes clearly, it's always best to go for the frum doctor because you don't get involved in extra chilul Shabbos problems. He adds very clearly, if however the non-frum doctor is the only one available, or he is the better of the two doctors, you can ask him, no problem. In a footnote, he quotes the following from Reb Shlomo Zalman. Reb Shlomo Zalman was mechadish that in this scenario where you have a choice, frum or non-frum doctor, to be mechalal Shabbos for you, where there is no extra chilul Shabbos that I need to be concerned about, one should nonetheless ask the Shomer Shabbos to perform this malacha and not the irreligious non-frum doctor. Why should that be the case? L'chaira doesn't really make a difference. V'chai behem is muta. So Reb Shlomo Zalman, b'ktzara mamash, is metzayin a Tosfos in Kiddushim and a Beis Halevi al HaTorah in Pasha Shemois. Now the Tosfos in Kiddushim is actually a Tosfos that we mentioned here a couple of years ago. I think the shul was about half the size then, but Tosfos is still the same. Tosfos talks about the famous inyan of Mischaven Lechel Chazir V'Ola B'Yodoy Tzeleh. I have a piece of meat in front of me. As far as I'm concerned, as far as I'm aware, it's an issa d'iraisa to eat this meat. It's chazir. Somebody goes ahead and he says, nonetheless, I'm going to eat it anyway. It's an aveira, issa d'iraisa. He's going to eat it anyway. He eats it, and it turns out it wasn't chazir. It was tle, it was perfectly kosher meat. Says the Gemara, he needs a kapara anyway. Hashem, yislach lo, we learn it from Pashas Matos, he needs a kapara. Tosfos says, it's mavuin a Tosfos, that there's lifnei iver on that as well. Meaning, if I were to give you this piece of meat, tell you it was chazir, trick you into thinking it was chazir, but in fact it's not, it's tle. I say to you, here, take this chazir, and you go ahead and you eat it. Now, you haven't been oira and avira as such, because it turned out it wasn't chazir, it was tle. But you have done something that the Torah says you need a kapara for. If I have given that to you and I've brought that about, there's lifnei iver on that as well. And that Tosfos has tremendous nafka minas la'alocha in many, many, many areas. Reb Shlomo Zalman in his tshuvas, for example, in one place says, what would be, we know there's an issa yichud. But if baila bo'ir, if the husband is in town, but there's no issa yichud. So a woman is at home by herself, and her husband leaves town. Another man now cannot enter her house. I happen to know that her husband has come back into town. She doesn't know that, but I know that. If I now enter her house, it's not an issa yichud, because baila bo'ir. She doesn't know that, but I know that. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, I still can't come into her house. I cannot come into her house as long as I haven't told her. I have to be Moidia, I have to tell her, you should know your husband's back in town. Because if not, she is not being over an issa yichud. But she's mischaven lechol chazir v'ola b'yodei tve. She thinks she's being over an avera. And I, by bringing her into that situation, I'm over lifneva. I have to tell her. If you remember, we discussed then a famous scenario. Shem Zalman talks about this as well. I want to set up a trap for a ganav. I have suspicion about somebody. Is he or isn't he a thief? So I'm going to leave money lying around in a tempting place so that he'll take it and I'll prove once and for all that he's the ganav. But I don't want to be machshel with lifnei iver. So I'm mafkir the money. Don't worry, the money is hefka. It's a gift. L'chaira, there's still going to be lifnei iver on that. Because he doesn't know it's hefka. He sees his money lying around. As far as he's concerned, this is money which has bailim. And he's about to be over Geneva. It's actually not Geneva, because it's Hefka, but he doesn't know that. And there are many, many other cases. Just the other week, Mamash had a shayla. And I learn in a shul in Bet Shemesh, where there's a lot of people who come into the shul, not necessarily from the neighborhood in which I live, but people come from the outside, from other areas. Lots of different types of people enter this shul. And there are certainly people there who are less from, who many people perhaps wouldn't want to be willing to eat in their house. It came after Purim, just now a couple of weeks ago, in the back of the Beis HaMedrash, somebody brought a whole tray of biscuits and left them in the back of the Beis HaMedrash here, Hefka. And this very much reminded me of this children of Shlomo Zalman. Because Shlomo Zalman talks about this type of situation. He says, if I would give you some food, which al pi halacha, you are mechuyev at least to be choishesh, that there are halachic queries with regard to this food, then I shouldn't give you that food, even if I happen to know it's 100% kosher. Why? Because you might not bother to make these inquiries, and if, even though it's Allah b'yodei tzaleh, it's absolutely kosher b'yosha, but you didn't know that. So this person now leaves a whole tray of biscuits at the back of the Beis HaMedrash. It might well be that the person who put it there is Kadas v'kadin, these are absolutely no shayla b'chlal. But anybody coming along to help himself doesn't know who put them there. Could have been anybody from the outside who put them there. You've got no idea. And mamash had a shayla whether it's mutter to go ahead and eat these biscuits b'chlal, or whether the person had a right to put them there. Biscuits weren't that good. It wasn't so hard for Imad bin Yisrael. But l'maisa, it's a shayla. It's a shayla. So Shlomo Zalman now is mitzayin this tosfos. And he says, therefore, if we are to be concerned that the non-frum doctor, again, you have to know the details of the scenario, but if this non-frum doctor is quite happy to be Mechal Shabbos, and as Shlomo Zalman writes, might be far more concerned with his paycheck than the mitzvah of V'chai Bahem, and he couldn't care less about Chilul Shabbos, says Shlomo Zalman, this doctor is Mischaven Lechol Chazir, meaning he's quite willingly being Mechalal Shabbos, but it's Olo B'yodei Tzleh. It happens to be that it's Mutzah through Mechalal Shabbos, because it's the Kuach Nefesh situation. V'chai b'hem. But he's intending to be over the Avera Shaboy. And by bringing him into that situation, there's a Shaila of Lifnei Iver now. Even though it's not an Avera. It's a Mitzvah. It's V'chai b'hem. Therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that itself would be a reason not to get him involved, but rather the frum doctor, who is mechaven for the mitzvah of v'chai b'hem and does not want to be mechal al Shabbos, and then I've steered clear of lifnei iver. A second maramokim, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, ayin beis halevi pasha shemois. The beis halevi then, pasha shemois, is mechadish a chidush otzim. He learns it into the psukim. We're still in Pesach mode. In Pasha Shemais it says, Vayara Elokim es Bnei Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu saw Klal Yisrael. Vayeda Elokim. And Hashem knew. Doesn't say what he saw, it doesn't say what he knew. It's a very bizarre, very cryptic pasuk. Says the Beis HaLevi, a very mechudosh dekepshat in the pasuk, which has enormous halachic ramifications again. We know that Klal Yisrael will be in Oved Avodah Zarah in Mitzrayim. Says the Medrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Malachim they were being mekatrik, don't save them, they're Oivdei Avodah Zarah. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no, they did it under duress, they were onus, Mitzrayim forced them into it. So Shaila, in its own right, we know Avodah Zarah is not mutter, even the Mokim onus, but Al Kaponim, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them. told the Malachim, don't consider Klal Yisrael to blame. They did it as an oinus. Says the Beis Halevi, and here comes his chiddush. He says, if somebody is to be over an Aveira, even b'mokem oinus, but the truth is, he would have been more than happy to be over the Aveira without the oinus as well. Somebody eats Nevela, the Chazer Treif, every single day of his life. One day somebody comes up to him, puts a gun to his head, and says, you must eat this Nevela or else you'll be killed. And he goes ahead and he eats it. Says the Beis Halevi, he does not have the heter of oinus. Oinus Rachmona Patre is only where we can be assured that he did it only because of the oinus situation. But if we could know, in theory, that he would have been more than happy to do it without the oinus, then that doesn't qualify for the patur of oinus. Now, we can't possibly enter his mind to know what would have been. Only the Rabbeinu Shalom can know that. Vayar elekimus b'nei Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that Klal Yisrael would be over Avodah Zarah, the oinus, vayeda elekim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that without the oinus, there wouldn't have been over Avodah Zarah. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could know what would have been without the oinus. Therefore, they are considered proper oinusim, because without the oinus, there would not have been over Avodah Zarah. It's a tremendous chiddush, but here comes the bigger chiddush. Says the Beis Halevi, that from this will emerge the following halacha l'maisa. He says that if somebody is, in his words, a parutz l'chilul Shabbos, somebody is more than happy on a regular basis, he's mechalol Shabbos. He says that even in the event that he's now being mechalol Shabbos to save somebody's life, he's still considered a mechalol Shabbos. Because he is regularly mechalol Shabbos, even when there's no pikuach nefesh situation. That's a chiddush neira. That's really a chiddush neira. But it's the chiddush of the Beis Halevi. He brings raya's the achreinim lekan or lekan. But this is what he paskens. If somebody is being mechalol Shabbos in a situation of pikuach nefesh, but he regularly is mechalol Shabbos even without the pikuach nefesh, he's still considered a mechalol Shabbos. He's still considered a mechalol Shabbos. And I saw that many poskim go with this Beis Halevi, even though, if you think about it, the Beis Halevi is a chiddush otzum. And I saw quoted Rabbi Yashav Zechreinu Levracha had this taina. In two tshuvas and a tzitz Eliezer, he was asked this kasha as well. He said, how can you compare the two? An oinus is an aveira. It happens to be you don't get punished for it, because it was done machmas oinus. And we can appreciate the chiddush of the Beis Halevi, that you jolly well will be punished for it if you would have done it anyway, because you've done the aveira. You don't deserve to be punished, as long as we can be rest assured it was done machmas oinus. If you would have done it anyway, so you will be punished. Pikuach nefesh is not an aveira. It's not a heter of oinus. It's a mitzvah, it's a chiyuv v'chai b'hem. This is not an aveira that's been performed where we can decide, is he punishable, is he not punishable? There is no aveira to talk of. If somebody puts a gun to your head and you eat nevela, it was an oinus. You ate nevela. That can't be denied. You ate nevela. You don't get punished for it. So then I understand the Beis Halevi. If you eat nevela every single day, that's not considered machmas oinus. The Seder, so you're not an oinus, you will be punished. But if somebody is mechalal Shabbos, as we mentioned from Eir HaChaim, that's not called chilul Shabbos, if he does it for pekuach nefesh purposes. That's shmirah Shabbos. There is no aveira over here to talk of. That's the reason why the Beis Halevi is a tremendous chiddush, and because of that, perhaps some are chaylik. Rabbi Yashav was chaylik on his Beis Halevi. But Rav Shlomo Zalman, in that footnote, says, Ayin Beis Halevi, Parshas Shemois. And that's what he means. In our situation where you have these two doctors, one is a regular Mechalol Shabbos, one is a Shema Shabbos, notwithstanding, besides for the fact we had our first reason that says that the Mechalol Shabbos is perhaps a Meschaven Lechol Chazir, V'Ola B'Yodei Tleh, here we have this second reason that he is regularly mechalel Shabbos. So for him, his malacha that he performs on Shabbos, despite the fact that it's a pikuach nefesh situation, is called a chilul Shabbos. Not so, however, for the Shemir Shabbos. When he comes and he saves this person's life, even if it entails malacha, then it's a mitzvah. There's no aveira to talk of. As we mentioned, that part of the psak perhaps is controversial, but l'chori you still have the first half, the mischavan lechol chazir, v'olob yodei tleh, and therefore l'chori, and this is where Shlomo Zalman paskened. In this situation, again, where all things are equal, if the non-frum doctor is the superior of the two, or the only one available, let him be mechalel Shabbos, it's not my concern if he does extra aveiras. But even in the event where no extra aveiras will be done whatsoever, it's a straightforward chilul Shabbos to be performed, either by the Shemir Shabbos or the mechalel Shabbos, Rav Shlomo Zalman, zechein lebracha, paskened, that it's always better to use the Shemir Shabbos as opposed to the non-Shemir Shabbos. As we always say in these situations, the best of all is to avoid the shayla in the first place and not be comfortable.